Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to the Prenzing Show. It's that time again. It is a Wednesday in Colorado. It is 4 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, Colorado time. But of course, I have guests from all over the United States and Canada. Nobody from Alaska yet. Maybe that'll be the next one I add. So again, welcome. It is the Prenzing Show, P like Peter Pan, or like Paul, or like printing, which is even funnier because some people think I'm in the newspaper business. But no, but wait. the name of my business is the Prenzing Method, which was sort of named after me and what it is that I do. And for those of you who don't know, I am an intuitive physical and mental rehab expert, and I've been on the planet too long. So I won't tell you how many years of experience I have, but I'm close to crossing over. Well, perhaps not. That was just a funny joke. But again, welcome to the Prenzing Show. P-R-I-N-Z like zebra, not T like printing. I-N-G. If you want to know more about my business, definitely go to theprenzingmethod.com, my website, or look me up on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. This show also streams. At 4:31, exactly, right after the show, streams directly on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and can also be found often on the website of the guests that I'll have for the day, as well as I may also post that on my website. But you can always go to Blog Talk Radio and pick it up right here at blogtalkradio.com. So the Prenzing Show is here to promote businesses, I believe, are helping people and are unique, and that people have found some kind of a niche of their own. And in my language from East India, it would be that they have discovered their dharma or their life purpose in the business that they're doing. So then, therefore, the way that they help others is purposeful and significant and specific and efficient and effective. And boy, those are some big words today. And all those good things. The other part of the Prenzing Show is that we are also here to make excuses to spread good news. So if you have any good news and you want to call in with some, just do. The call-in number is 347-857-1742. Or you can just contact me in the cyberspace and just send me some good news. So if we don't have any good news on the show today, we will make it up as we go along. So I'll say a few words about our guest. Our guest today is Steve Rosenbaum, and I think he is also a seasoned expert in his field, as I am. We're not sure who's older, but we won't talk about that. So he is I'm going to give him maybe a little bit bigger plug than he might give himself, which is fun. We can be grandiose around here. Steve is a marketing automation expert and a back-end specialist with regard to marketing. He's also the author of the Backend Blueprint, and we'll see how his blueprint and what he has written correspond, if at all, to the concept that I use when I work with people. I work with people locally here in Superior, Colorado, Boulder County area, in my home office, but I also work with people via the phone, and I do something that I call is really reading a person's blueprint and finding out what sort of DNA genetic predisposition you'd come in with in the world. So in essence, what is your blueprint? And then, of course, sort of the difference between destiny and free will. So on top of that blueprint, if you have a blueprint for my business, I then find out what is changeable within the blueprint, or what can you add to the blueprint, or what is so significant that perhaps you don't want to change it, and it is something that you were kind of born with, and so why paddle backwards upstream? So that was a little tangent there about blueprint, and we'll talk to Steve in about 2 seconds here and find out what his is. So Steve helps companies, as I help people in a sense. He helps companies improve their bottom line, and he creates a win-win strategy, which, of course, is what the Prenzing Show is all about. We can create win-win strategies for everybody in some regard, then we've done our business for the day. An interesting quote will be the last thing before I bring Steve on here to Blog Talk is According to him, he says, and I love this quote, he says, it is essential that companies go to market with a purpose and a system. And of course, I take that to heart because I have my own business, and a lot of the guests I do have on my show, I think, need that because I do have a lot of guests who are in a healing field such as myself, and we do need a little bit more structure and assistance with that because I think the healing people come in a little more perhaps spatial thinking and almost overly creative in a sense. So let's see if I can't talk. Let's see if Steve can help me with my business, and perhaps I'll be famous by 4:31 today because I know Steve is an expert. So we'll see. So welcome to the show, Steve. How are you today?
Marlene, thank you, and thank you for the wonderful introduction. Also, I want to thank you for what you do. I think this is, it's fabulous that that you love to spread good news. There's not enough of that, so thank you and kudos to you for that, and also for giving a platform to small businesses. They're so important to everything about our lifestyle and what we do, and so I think this is great what you're doing here with the Prinzing Method.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I like to grandiose myself sometimes, too. So tell us first about, because I am, of course, very curious about the back-end blueprint. Tell the listeners and myself here a little bit about that.
Well, the back-end blueprint is all about putting a defined process in place to automate the back-end of the marketing funnel. What I mean by the back-end of the marketing funnel, frankly, is what happens after you meet somebody for the first time, after they become a prospect of your business, after they become a customer for your business. The question that I love to ask businesses is what comes next? And so what we want to do is put these processes in place that address all the potential things that could possibly come next.
Okay. So let me take a guess at this. And I'm taking a guess from my vantage point as well because I've been like a marketer and I do have a marketing degree, but I've always had, and again, I think people in my kind of a, I'm going to call it creative healing kind of business, often we have a little bit of a glitch between, and you're going to have to define it for me a little better because my glitch definition is that I have a glitch between marketing and sales and where they connect. That would be my perceptive of people perhaps that might need your help, and I'm looking at that perhaps there's a gap for a lot of us in between those two things. Like, how do you translate simple marketing and brand awareness into, oh, I have a client and I can help someone, and isn't that great? Does this address this process?
Well, marketing certainly does. Let me ask you, where does marketing meet sales? Where do you think that happens?
I know. See, this is such a great question. I think it's a fabulous question. And, of course, I have a gap in my brain, so perhaps I might have to get something and stick it in there and make it work. But a lot of people say, oh, I would love to be a marketer for a company, but I don't want to do sales. So
My son is raising his hand right now. Absolutely.
So marketing to me would almost fall under PR, public relations, which might be an old term these days. But I would call marketing and PR and maybe brand awareness and simple awareness and education to me, I think, would be marketing. Might even be a marketing campaign where you're showing and putting yourself out there and connecting with people. But then where is the junction between them saying, well, that's a great service, buy? So, again, it's just this amorphous sort of abyssy thing to me, the translation between the two. And most people like your son also get that black and white feeling to it. Like, okay, I'm going to do this, but I'm not doing that. But what if you have to? What if you're in business like me and you somehow have to bridge that gap? So that's the best I could do.
No, I like it. I like it a lot. So here's what I believe about marketing, and here's what I believe about great marketing. great marketing makes sales irrelevant. It makes it unneeded. If you have great marketing, thank you. You have great marketing in place, the sales are going to happen.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, no, I just was getting too excited for my own good. I just like this. Okay, go ahead.
No. You know, when you see salesmen out there, the kind that are pitching and are you know, very heavy handed and the kind that could sell ice to the Eskimos, okay?
Exactly.
Right? Okay. We don't like that, right? The used car salesman approach. Well, that's happening because marketing hasn't they haven't used effective marketing to do the job.
Mm.
All right. So now they're feeling like, yeah. Now we're doing what we call whack-a-mole marketing. You ever seen the whack-a-mole at the carnival? You know, where that little guy pops his head up and you try to hit him with the sledgehammer. Every time he pops up, he goes bow, 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 bow.
Okay, gotcha. So he's like all over the damn place and you can't get a hold of him.
That's right. And you treat everybody the same. You got one message, you got one sledgehammer, and he pops up his head and you just smack him. So
that's
what happens when you don't have good marketing in place.
Okay. So a lot of us in my business will love this concept. It almost makes me think perhaps you could market yourself with that phrase because it's so fabulous and it hits exactly what we're talking about, which is, guess what, people? If you have great marketing, sales will happen. I mean, I think that just everybody who's having a problem with sales would be so relieved. I think they would just call you right away.
Well, let's give them the number, Marlene.
I know. Let's do. And I have it. I do. I also have it on the readout. I call it the readout, whatever that is. I have it as your name, stevenrosenbaum.com, and that's RosenBaum.com. And then you're on LinkedIn as well. Those would be definite places that people could connect with you to find out about this. So let's do.
Yeah, let me clarify that, Marlene. It's actually steverosenbaum.com. But now that you mentioned it, I should probably go out and get those URLs and point them all to the same place, right? That'd be great marketing.
There you go.
But it's actually
be great marketing.
Thanks for that, Marlene. I got something from the show already.
Well,
steverosenbaum.com. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's our goal here, right? And I always get, from talking to people, I always get a tidbit that helps me with my business. And you all get a tidbit, too. And then, of course, we like everyone to be helped by that. So we have maybe a win-win-win kind of strategy here. So let's give the listeners a few tidbits on maybe like a 1-2-3, unless you have a 1-5-10 or something. But how about a 1-2-3 on the top things that would make great marketing?
All right. Well, great marketing is to make sure that you do what I call leading with your back end, all right? Leading with your back end means you have that back end process in place. Because the thing about your back end is that it gives people a defined roadmap. So when people find you, see, here's the thing about the great marketing we talked about, it makes sales irrelevant. The reason why is because for a sale to happen, okay, sales happen when three things come together. You've got the right message to the right market at the right time. Those three things have to be congruent. They have to take place at the same time. All right? And so you have to have systems in place that automatically filter. See, people come and go, and not everybody is going to be a candidate for your product, and not everybody's going to be a candidate for your product right now. They might have two out of the three, right? It might be the right message, it might be the right market, but it might not be the right time. Right? So your process has to be in place to, number one, immediately filter to find the people that it is the right message, right market, right time. And that's why your marketing is going to make sales irrelevant, because if you have somebody dying of thirst and you have a glass of water, okay, then it's going to be very easy you're not going to have to press very hard to sell that glass of water, right?
Yeah.
Exactly, right? All right. Now,
uh-huh.
so that's the point, is your marketing has to be able to quickly give, see, marketing, people think marketing is pushing out a message. Marketing is very, very interactive. It brings you back great feedback, great intelligence, so that you don't have to sell, because you can quickly identify that person that's raising their hand and saying, hey, it's a right, for me, it's a right message, it's a right, you know, I'm the right person and it's the right time. I call these people ready, willing, and able, or RWA. They're raising their hand, the RWA. You don't have to do a big sales job. They want your product right now, right?
Okay.
So the first thing your marketing has to be able to do is be able to listen and give you back the feedback. So those people that are raising their hand, you can identify them. That's step number one, all right?
Okay.
Now, step number two is for all those people that are not RWA, not ready, willing, and able, maybe they're 2 out of 3, maybe they're 1 out of 3, maybe they're not even sure what they are yet, okay? But at least they haven't said no, they haven't left you. They said, okay, let me know a little bit more. Now you have to lay out for them the path for them to go. How can they learn more? How can they educate themselves? How can they engage themselves? And, you know, lead them down the path so they know exactly what to do next. Those are the things you're marketing. That's what a back-end process will do.
Okay, okay. So you have things in place. Yeah, I like that. So, okay, it kind of reminds me, tell me if there's any correlation with this at all. It reminds me when I do work with people, I am going backwards and I'm always looking at the core or the cause, and then I'm coming forwards with it, and that's part of what the Prenzing Method system is about. Is there any correlation between this?
Well, I think there's a tremendous correlation because, start with the end result. Yeah, I like to start with the end result.
Oh,
I always start with the end result and work my way backwards to put a process in place that leads us there.
Okay, good. End result. That did it for me. Yeah. That did it for me. That totally did it. So almost here I go again. I'm giving you some marketing tips. Almost the back end blueprint you could explain as something like strategy for your end result makes great marketing and therefore makes sales irrelevant. How do you like that?
I'm glad we're recording this, Marlene. I got to play that over and over and over again.
That was really good, though, right?
That was fantastic. You could be my PR spokesperson.
Well, yeah, because, see, that's so funny. Because we'd be good partners because they always say find a partner that is, you know, has a little tidbit of what you do, but make sure they do what you don't do, right? So you're not just sitting there talking to yourself. So you have a different thought process that perhaps I have a little link in, and then vice versa. You know, so I think there's a connection there. So when you explain something, then I get something that maybe the lay person might understand. And this end result, to me, almost explains the back-end blueprint. Like parentheses underneath their end result is good for me. And I know that that's a term, back-end blueprint, as if everyone should know that. You know, everyone might not know that. So that's perfect.
Well, thank you. You know, everybody doesn't know that. And there's a funny story how that came to be. And people think I've got this healthy, unhealthy fascination with the back end. And that's a whole different story. But but it is true. One of my favorite books on marketing is a book that's probably about 20 years old. And it's called 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing. Do you know that book?
No, and I have a marketing degree, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, this is a great book. This is a great book. It's called The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing. It's by Al Reese and Jack Trout, Reese and Trout. And the number one immutable law of marketing, what they believe is the single most important law of marketing is, can you guess what that is?
You're good. The law of marketing would be, I got it, which is to give the client and customer what it is that they think they need or want.
Okay, but that's not what they came up with. This would be good in your book. In your book, that would be good. No, their number one immutable law of marketing is you have to be first at something. You have to be first, okay? It's the person that's first that wins, okay? Now, you and I, as marketing consultants, we are not the first marketing consultants, are we? So if we go out and we try to compete as marketing consultants, we're not going to do very well because there's a lot of marketing consultants out there, and we were not the first ones to the party, were we?
All right.
So we're not going to win that game. So, okay, what's the second immutable law of marketing according to Reese and Trout?
Now, I have to stop you because I'm not sure I understand this. This is where our brains have the thing where we have to help each other's brains. So
sure.
I can interpret this a couple different ways. Like you have to be first. Who has to be first? The business person or the client or what? Who has to be first?
Well, as with your product, okay, if you want to gain significant marketing presence of your product,
okay,
it helps to be first to market. And first to market means in a timely manner, okay, to be there before anybody else, to be the original, okay? That's why a lot of people call themselves the original. And by the way, I am the original back-end specialist. Okay, which leads me right into the second immutable law of marketing. You know what that is?
Okay, let's see. I got to get on track. Let me get my brain on a new wavelength. So you have to be first, has to be original when you go to market. It's something that you said about the thing with the system, right? No. Central market with, purpose. You have to have, no. Okay, I get it.
Well, exactly. I'll give you a hint. It's very close to the first one. Okay, if you're not going to be first to market with something, okay, invent a category that you could be first in.
Oh.
Now, have you ever met, you've probably met a lot of marketing people, have you not?
I have, true, yes.
Okay, and can you name them all?
No.
How many back-end specialists have you met?
No one.
Well, yes, you have.
Well, you.
Yes.
That's correct. Okay.
Yes.
I got it. I get it.
Yeah.
So
now I can ask you,
how many people have you met that are in the company business of the printing method?
I have it. There you go. You did it. You see? It's very intuitive for you. You're great.
Uh-huh. Yeah, mine's pretty funny. I'm going to give you a tidbit on mine because it is so funny. My last name is German on my father's side of the family, and there is a line of doctors in my lineage, so to speak, and the last name is Prinzing from Germany. Maybe two or three generations ago, I think it was grandfather, great-grandfather from Black Forest in Germany, and the name at that point was Von Prinzing, V-O-N Prinzing. And if you know anything about Bonn, it was an establishment of class systems in Germany that did have to do with doctors at the time and a higher class system. So my great-grandpa, when he moved to the United States, because of stigma reasons, like they didn't want everyone to know they were snooty, you know, or were of a class system, which, of course, that is not really the case anywhere these days. There are, a little bit, but not as it was back then. So it is funny when I talk about grandioseness and the unusualness of the name, that it really wasn't even me, but this is good. Talk about a full story. It was a marketing person who said to me, and here's what they said. This wraps up our marketing so fabulously. When I was deciding on a name, even though I'd been doing the process for a long time, the marketing person said, well, it sounds like you're doing something unique. And I said, so what? And then she said, it sounds like it's perhaps individual to your skill set. And I said, well, that's great. And then she said, well, I don't think anyone else is doing it, at least not quite the way that you're doing it and the way that you've combined the elements that I have, which would be somatic processing and yoga and intuition. And I said, yeah. And I'm like, what is this lady doing? And she says, well, I think you should call your business the friending method.
Beautiful.
How about
you,
that?
You just demonstrated, you just demonstrated beautifully the second immutable law of marketing by Reese and Trout. That's a fantastic demonstration of that. Kudos to you.
Oh, my God. And it was all an accident.
No, come on. I believe that you believe
no
accidents.
Well, that, yeah, see, so there's a whole other thing. When I say that, I mean a different sense, of course, of that word and the fact that really there are no accidents, and yet that you know what, that was an unconscious roadmap that I fell into from above. How about that?
That's all right. These things happen for a reason,
right.
That's right.
That's right. So let's give... let's give the listeners another way here to connect before I sign off here. So for me, it would be, of course, as everyone knows at this point, theprendingmethod.com. For Steve, he's directing all of his URLs to steverosenbaum.com. But you can look on LinkedIn. You can find us both on LinkedIn. And again, I want to thank Steve, and I want to encourage the listeners to call both of us, because we're funny, and we can help people. Isn't that right, Steve?
Well, absolutely. May I give your listeners a couple gifts?
Definitely.
Okay. I love to teach with stories, great stories. And so, number one, I've got a wonderful series called Real Life Adventures of a Rainmaker. And better than SteveRosenbaum.com, because that's just a boring site that's all about me, go to RainmakerMaker.com. RainmakerMaker.com. Okay.
Okay.
And it's a wonderful story-based, and it leads you right into. It's a great way to learn about the back end, and hear my real life stories. Especially when I had some tougher times and what I did about it, and how I applied my back end method to fix those tough times.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is, let me give you a chapter out of a book that I wrote. This chapter is called The Perfect Sales Storm. And you can listen to the audio of it, and you can go to zaplink.us/storm. That's zaplink.us/storm. And there you can listen to my audio chapter called The Perfect Sales Storm. And I think those are great ways that, yeah, they're entertaining. You'll learn more about me, but more importantly, I think you'll get something that helps you. I think your listeners will enjoy that.
Perfect. Well, thanks again, and we'll hope we can help lots of people.
Marlene, thank you for all you do, and thank you for having me on the show. I've really enjoyed it.
Yes, good. All righty. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. We have a minute and so left in the show, and I want to thank my guest, Steve Rosenbaum, and I want to thank Blog Talk Radio, and thank Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook for streaming us. And again, please contact either Steve or myself if we can help you with what it is that we do. And Steve had given us some great other links that you can find stories of him and stories of what he does. And we had a great day here describing marketing in every way we could think of. So once again, thanks for joining us all, and look for us again next Wednesday here on Blog Talk Radio. And also know that I am at this point giving away free 15-minute intuitive reading as a marketing tidbit, because we don't need sales, because we have great marketing, and sales become irrelevant because my marketing is so spectacular. That's the lesson of the day. So contact me again at theprendingmethod.com if you want to take advantage of a free 15-minute intuitive reading by me, which gives you a taste of my work, and you'll just want to call me for every guidance in every turn of your life that you ever could have. And that's the grandiose message again for today from The Prending Show. So thanks again, everyone, for joining us. Thank you again on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Thanks.